The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about Banner Life Sciences' announcement that Bifertam will become available to adults in the United States with relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis. Banner Life Sciences announced that Bifertam will become available to adults with relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis in the United States beginning in September. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Bifertam in April as a bioequivalent to Biogen's Tecfidera. Bioequivalence means that the two medications provide the same amount of the active ingredient at the proper site of action and at equivalent doses. Besides Tecfidera, Bifertam also shows similar efficacy and safety as Vumerity, developed by Alkmaar's in collaboration with Biogen. We are very pleased to bring this important new treatment option and value to patients, payers, and healthcare providers, and will launch Bifertam with the lowest price among oral MS disease-modifying therapeutics at an annualized WAC price of $69,480, said Frank Rousseau, CEO of Banner, in a press release. This pricing reflects a significant reduction in cost of approximately 20% of Vumerity and 30% of Tecfidera, Rousseau added. Biogen had earlier taken Banner to court over Bifertam, arguing that it infringed upon Biogen's patent for Tecfidera. The U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware ruled in favor of Banner in January, deciding that Bifertam did not infringe upon Biogen's patent. The United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit then upheld this decision in April. Final FDA approval had been paused pending this decision. Bifertam's active ingredient is monomethyl fumarate, whereas Tecfidera consists of dimethyl fumarate, which the body metabolizes into monomethyl fumarate. Although the mechanism of action of both medications is not completely understood, both appear to cross the blood-brain barrier, where they activate a transcription factor called nuclear factor, which may further activate other genes that protect neurons from oxidative stress. Inflammation and oxidative stress both damage the protective myelin sheath of nerve fibers, contributing to the disability and other MS symptoms. Because of its chemical similarity to Tecfidera, Bifertam is not recommended for patients with a known hypersensitivity to Tecfidera or related therapies. Bifertam provides a new, safe, and effective medication for both newly diagnosed MS patients and those considering switching to a new therapy, said Daniel Nguyen, Director of Clinical Research, Director Consultants in Neurology Multiple Sclerosis Comprehensive Care Center in Chicago. Bifertam's tolerability profile, flexible dosing, and lower cost will be embraced by patients, their physicians, and payers, when added. Relapsing forms of MS are clinically isolated syndrome, relapsing remitting disease, and active secondary progressive MS.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.